Is Taylor Swift brilliant or what?
Yes.
Duh.
Incredibly brilliant. I want to know who is actually behind, like, hey, let's don't include songs on this, but then we'll re-release this. Like, they're brilliant at, like, making special edition versions of things and holding things back and then adding them later and making you excited about everything she releases, even if it's something you've already seen before.
We talked about it yesterday, you know, how Disney Plus paid her $75 million.
Which she deserves.
Yes. And then Teresa and I were talking earlier about videos where you see, well, here's why Disney's brilliant. And they show Taylor dancing on the screen and their little kids dancing right there with
her. Oh my gosh. I saw the cutest video of two little sisters that were recreating the hat moment.
Yeah.
Like they had a big, long sort of like all the sofa pillows out. And one sister was at the end of the sofa pillows. And then like a little tiny 2-year-old was walking out and she was just doing totally mimicking Taylor, putting the little hat on her head, giving her a hug. Then she would like stand up and wave at her exactly like you see Taylor in all the videos. It
That's
was
so,
so
cute.
What I love about that is it spreads through all different demos because you see little kids and you see grown women having parties with Taylor Swift's movie.
I've also seen a lot of reaction videos where someone's dad or husband watches it for the first time
and
their look is a lot different than all the other people watching.
They're just appreciating the music and the talent.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially during the Reputation part of the tour.
It's just,
like,
you're like,
good
whoa,
music.
Yeah, great music.
They're like, this is a fun chair dance song. I like this.
But, you finally watched the movie. What did you think of the movie? Because you've seen both the concert and the movie now.
Oh, I saw it when it was, I was there and we would just like to say that Tara and I were there the night that Travis Kelce fell in love with her. I feel like we're part of their journey.
We're actually matchmakers. Go on.
Yeah, I watched the video on demand version. And then, yes, I've already watched it almost 3 times on Disney. I love it. I think it's great. I like all the, I don't know how the theater was, but did you stay for, did they have bloopers at the end of the theater version?
No, not yet.
That's super fun. If you watch it at the end, they show all the things that go wrong. Like when her mic doesn't work or she gets her hand caught in a sleeve and she's not wearing it right. Just silly little things. I love that kind of stuff.
Now, I do too, but I did notice, like, in watching the movie, like, when the mic doesn't work or videos on TikTok, mm-hmm. The tour is, they're ready for everything to go wrong.
Well, she's very professional.
Yes.
I mean, have you ever seen that one video where her monitor goes out and her ear monitor, and so she's looking at her guitar player
yes.
so that she knows where to pick up?
Yes.
I mean, she is just very professional. She's very talented. It is funny to watch some of the videos where the stage is supposed to rise, but it doesn't.
Yes.
And so the dancers are, like, improvising. They're like, yeah, and kick, and kick, because they're supposed to be doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
I think when you watch it, by the way, it's real. If you haven't watched it and you're not a fan, just try watching it. It's really it's all about the production, the sound, the stage, the
setup.
What
do you mean if you're not a fan? I don't think those people exist in this world.
There's some people that don't like Taylor Swift.
We don't accept them.
My mom, and it's not that she hates Taylor. My mom is just 77 years
sure.
old, and like she's like, oh, she's super talented and she's fun, but she's not a super fan. And we made her watch it, and she was so sweet, and she loved it, and she's like, yeah, she's really great. But you could tell. She's like, this is a 3-hour-long movie. Is it almost over?
That was the question you had for me when the movie came out. You were curious if you think I would last in a 3-hour movie. I actually did, mm-hmm. only because it didn't seem that long. I was just so into the performance and the production of that show.
The only thing I wish, and I totally get the way it is because you want to see Taylor, but for people who got to go to the show, I wish I could see a little bit more of the crowd because some of the joy is seeing
watching the crowd,
the reactions from the crowd, seeing the little girls that are excited, seeing the grown men that are excited, the grown women that are excited, seeing the friends that are singing to Long Live, like we're best friends and this song is about us. And I like those moments.
It's a great moment. It's a great, I think she's great for the country.
Yeah.
Really?
And I like
about
the proposals. I know it's so cheesy and predictable, but I love watching the proposals during Love Story.
Wait, that's not cheesy. That's amazing.
I know. It's so great.
All right. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, our first look at tabloid. We have a lot to cover today.
Yeah, it looks like Taylor's boyfriend is up to something exciting. Travis Kelce's possible new TV gig, and do we have a new James Bond?
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show on a Wednesday. All right, let's get right to it. What is it about this gig with Travis Kelce you're talking about?
Well, he is in talks to host a reboot.
A reboot.
He's in talks to host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Remember the old Jeff Foxworthy show?
I love that show.
Yeah, if it goes through, it would be on Amazon Prime. I think he would be great at it, except if you ever listen to the podcast, sometimes him and Jason just get to being silly, and I know that they're both very intelligent, but sometimes with just simple things, they just sound like goofballs. Like, I would be afraid if I hosted a game show like this that you would indeed find out I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
And I think you will. I remember watching the show, and every time I watched it, I'm thinking, damn, I'm not as smart as a fifth grader.
Yeah. In fact, when my kids were growing up, I remember thinking I could only help them in math at about third grade is when I bowed out. I'm like, all right, you're on your own, kid.
I'm so worried about that in my future.
Especially because of new math. Now, you're younger than me, so did you have new math growing up?
No, but all the kids right now do, where you like, cross out the squares, and if you get the real answer, it's wrong. We just want the estimated answer.
Yeah, we just
want
to estimate it. We don't care about the correct answer.
What?
Yeah, good luck with that. Have fun. By the way, Travis's girlfriend, of course, still breaking records. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie on Disney Plus garnered more than 4.5 million views, and it's a record for any music film on the streaming service. And according to Disney, all the Swifties watched over 16 million hours of the concert movie in just 3 days.
That's insane. Wow. Well, think about it, about little kids. Like, when you're a little girl, you listen to music, your favorite song, over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Now you're watching it. You're going to watch it more than one time.
Well, what's fun is that all the videos I'm seeing online that are so sweet, it's not just little girls watching it. They're playing Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Like, instead of dressing up like a princess or whatever, they're dressing up like Taylor Swift and they're pretending to be her. They're like reenacting everything that they're seeing in the show. It's so cute. Rocket, what do you think about this new James Bond possibility? It's Aaron Taylor Johnson. If you're not familiar with the name, I know you've seen his face. He's the kid from Kick-Ass. He was in Avengers Age of Ultron. He's Wanda's twin. He was in that Blake Lively movie, Savages. And the reports are that not only is he up for it, but that he maybe has been offered the role and that he's going to accept it later this week.
Yeah, I heard that. I read that he was offered the role, like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be a great time because, you know, Daniel Craig didn't want to do the last James Bond.
Yeah.
I mean, he was done with it.
Well,
so
he already did five movies.
Yeah. He's been, over 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's time for a change.
He's cute.
I love Aaron Taylor Johnson. Have you not seen Savages with Blake Lively?
I don't know. Which one is that?
It's the sex movie where she's dating two men at one time and they're
gangsters,
like drug cartel people.
That feels like I need to watch it.
Yeah, you do.
It's a dark movie.
And you'll want to rewind several of the scenes. I'm not going to say which ones.
He looks good ones. On his red carpet pictures, he looks like James Bond.
Yeah.
Like he has that look. I think he'd be a good fit.
He's really sexy, which is hilarious that it is the little kid from Kick-Ass that grew up to be so sexy because he's a goofball in that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tara just found a very fit topless photo of Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He's okay.
Pregnancy hormones kicking in, Tara?
I gotta go for a second. I'll be right back.
All right, in other entertainment news this morning, Ariana Grande's divorce is official. It took effect yesterday, 6 months after the initial divorce filing from her real estate broker, ex-husband Dalton Gomez. So she has to make a one-time payment to her ex of $1.25 million and then no future alimony. It'll be done.
Seems low. Considering who it is.
Kind of, yeah. Sophie Turner is allegedly wanting to reactivate her divorce case from her ex, Joe Jonas, saying that they couldn't come to an agreement on some things. But then his rep for him says that's not true. This is completely normal. This is just what people do. Nothing has changed. Everything is amicable. It's fine. Dr. Dre has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. During a ceremony yesterday, the rapper and producer was joined by Eminem, 50 Cent, and Snoop Dogg.
Fun.
What a fun Walk of Fame ceremony that was. And the romantic comedy Anyone But You will be coming to Netflix. The film, which stars Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, will be available to stream starting April 23rd. It has made over $200 million globally.
Jeez.
It's a great movie. That's your Tabloid Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, if you're going to get out anytime soon, grab a jacket. It's colder than it was yesterday. We'll take a break. We're going to find out what's trending.
Yeah, something that is happening today for the very first time in Korea with our baseball teams.
Hey there, Kansas City, the Rocket and Tracy Show on a Wednesday. Going to be cool today. Bring a light jacket. So let me ask you a question real quick. You talked about in Tabloid about Travis Kelce having a new game show, right?
Possibly. He's in talks to host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
How fast will it be before the first shirt is up with Travis Kelce's face and something about the game show?
I mean,
I'd buy it. Without a doubt.
Of course you would. You would buy anything.
Yes. I mean, it's cool because think about this city. We've talked about it before. You see nothing but Kansas City, you know, apparel everywhere.
I think that he's very intelligent, but like circling back to his former tweets from high school, I think it'd be funny for him to capitalize on that and be like, to start off our game show, spell squirrel.
Yes.
I think he could really make light of that and have fun with it.
That's what I think he's going to do with the show because he's so funny and he's great with kids. It's going to be a great show, which makes sense. This is why he's staying in LA at Taylor's place. He's probably auditioning or did some screening.
Actually, they're on a vacation somewhere right now, aren't they? They're like on an island or something. Yeah.
Because they can.
Can I come? Or?
No, I don't think we're invited.
Oh, man.
I think they own the island.
I think it might be an intimate vacation.
Darn it. I'll look away if I need to.
Speaking of people that are world traveling, it is time to play ball, and the MLB regular season just got underway this morning. That's because the San Diego Padres are playing home team to the LA Dodgers in Seoul, South Korea.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, how fun is that, though? It's a two-game series. They'll play today and tomorrow. It's the first ever regular season games played in South Korea. Love it. The rest of the opening day games will be next Thursday, March 28th, and the Royals will host the Twins on opening day at the K. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio is facing harassment charges after he kept calling his son's elementary school to complain about them giving his kid too much homework.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department and we'll call the chief in and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
I love it. She's like, oh, we're sending officers to your house. When they stopped picking up, he had called the cops 18 times.
Oh my word.
Goodness.
That makes me sad for the kid, honestly.
Yeah. And is your inbox constantly full of unread emails? Hello. A study found that it can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized, which might actually be bad for your mental health more than you realize. The study found that people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list, I'm guilty of that, are more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. And that can be a problem when it's something like a bill reminder or something really important that has a deadline. It could even be costing you hundreds of dollars a year in things like unnecessary late fees. But after all that is said and done, 52% of people that have a cluttered inbox still say, I like the way I do things. I'm not going to change.
That's crazy.
I might be one of those 52%.
There was one time I actually was so frustrated with the email that I just deleted everything. You know, the folders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emptied it because it was like, it was a coworker here somehow that was in our system that kept getting emails from her over and over and over and
that,
over.
Her name was Tara and she was just trying to get in touch.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So I just deleted the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It was just that prince that needed some money.
Yes.
Send it, Rocket. Send it.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite.
KMXV is Kansas City. We have a very cool prize to give to you with today's trivia.
Yeah, it's a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite. It's happening now through April 13th. This is so cool. Teresa, Rock and I were talking about this yesterday. We are obsessed with Quixotic. They're just so talented, so amazing. And this one's called A Nonsensical Neo-Western Cabaret.
See, I love these shows when they have a theme to them. Like every show that I've seen, you're not going to see the same show. That's the beauty of this.
It's amazing. They're so talented. They're full-on acrobats. So if you want to win that pair of tickets, all you have to do is answer our trivia question. Call now, 816-476-7093.
So somebody on the phone. Here we go. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Callie.
Callie, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, Callie. 52% of people who are currently dating say they've been on a date with someone they met where?
School.
Nope. Good guess.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
The grocery store?
Nope. 52% of people who are currently dating say they've been on at least one date with someone they met here.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Social media?
You're on the right track. I'm looking for more specific.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
On like a dating website?
No, not a dating website.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Ooh, I think I have a guess.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it LinkedIn?
It is LinkedIn. Isn't that random?
I was going to say like Facebook Swap and Shop or something.
No.
Swap and Shop. You go meet somebody for an exchange?
Yeah, right? You're like, ooh.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Have you ever been on a date with someone from LinkedIn?
I have not.
Okay, well, just say yes, because that would make this a really full circle moment.
Then yes, I...
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
My wife on LinkedIn.
That is crazy. So because of that, you get a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, did you Google the answer?
Maybe.
Yes.
No judgment here.
I don't even remember my LinkedIn password.
I don't either.
I get all these alerts that someone's looking at me or wants to talk to me. I'm like, well, I don't know how to open the app, so oh well.
Yeah, I do too on the email. I'm like, when did I even sign up for
like,
this?
Like, I love that I'm so popular, but I don't know how to read it.
All right, the next few minutes, we need to talk about something that Tara posted about, and I didn't know anything about it. Tara got her butt adjusted by a chiropractor.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, we'll talk about this coming up in just about 5 minutes. It's a Rocket and Tracy show with a very confused Rocket. As you know, I'm not...
What's new?
I'm not up to date about women and their bodies when they're pregnant.
Okay.
And yet, the other day you talked about you went and got adjusted. I didn't realize that pregnant women can go to a chiropractor and get adjusted.
Yeah, it was my very first adjustment of life, actually. And she was incredible. She helped me so much.
So we talked about this, okay? Getting adjustment, pregnant women, and tailbones. So then all of a sudden, the algorithms picked up us talking about getting tailbones popped. And I
Except on TikTok, it looks a lot more risque.
It does.
Where are you putting that thumb?
Yes, and it's loud. It looked like it's painful. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay, so she said I was way out of alignment, like an inch and a half or something crazy going on, and there was all this tension in the left side of my like spine and butt, whatever. But she just pushed on my butt and my spine. There was nothing weird going on.
No insertion?
No insertion.
Hmm. Well, the videos on TikTok are a little different.
Yeah, and I'm going to blame TikTok over you.
That's fair. That's fair.
But they are adjusting people. And this is a thing. I started watching it. I didn't realize, look, I've broken my tailbone a couple of times. That's the worst pain you can be in for weeks.
Yeah, it was... Over this past weekend, it was like debilitating pain. It was so bad. I've never had that physical pain where you feel almost nauseous.
Yes.
Because it hurts so bad. That was my first time having that. But she helped me so much. I'm going to see her again this week. I might marry her. I haven't quite decided. It's the same way I felt about when I gave birth to my first daughter when I got the epidural. The doctor that administered that,
You're like, thank you.
We are in love now. We're going to run off together. That's how I currently feel about my chiropractor.
So has this always been a thing for pregnant women to get adjusted?
I think so. I was reading up on it because, like I said, I've never been to a chiropractor before. Apparently, it can make labor and delivery a lot easier if your hips are in alignment and not tightened up. I'm like, sign me up for that.
I didn't have a chiropractor when I was pregnant, but I did have to go to physical therapy.
Yeah, it helps so much.
But you were also saying, this is the first I've heard of it until you were telling me, that you were able to lay on your belly because of a certain table, right?
Oh, gosh. As soon as I laid down on my stomach, I was like, you can just leave the room. I don't even need the adjustment. It's been so long since I've laid face down. The middle of the table dropped down, and then a pillow was put on with a hole in the middle for my belly to slip into.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Luxurious.
I just want to know if anybody's ever gotten, you know, an adjustment for the first time, like Tara, because there's so many things. Watching videos like ankles and hips and necks. Then there's some videos where they're like getting a mallet and it's pounding on people's spines.
Yeah,
and
my chiropractor just had like this weird little clicker
little
thing.
Gun.
And it's like, I don't know what you're doing. You're just clicking my spine.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, chiropractic care in pregnancy is fantastic. I am about a month behind you right now. Tara was my second as well, but my first. I ended up with pneumonia in my second trimester and cracked ribs because I was coughing so hard. And my chiropractor, I swear, is the only reason I did not deliver that baby with cracked ribs. Like, godsend. Also, once baby gets here, you can also take infants to the chiropractor, and they can help a lot with, like, tummy trouble and stuff like that as well.
That's amazing.
So, FYI.
I saw the videos of little babies, too. And you know what else I didn't know that I found fascinating? Animals.
Yeah, dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
They're popping dogs. And they're like, first they look like they're going to be mad. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. I feel better now.
Yeah, I feel like I've lived my whole life in the dark. Yes.
So when did you discover this?
I would go to a chiropractor pre-pregnancy, just kind of casually. And then with my first, I went all the time and then would continue to see her postpartum fairly regularly. I mean, I didn't go weekly, but I would go like at least once a month or so just to get my hips are always off.
Do they pop your tailbone?
I have. And actually, I last fall bruised my tailbone after falling, being a cool mom at the skate rink.
Yeah.
So she definitely saved me there as well. So
that's amazing. Just so weird. I love it. Because you think about it, though, if you look at the human skeleton, it should be able to be popped. I just have never ever seen that.
But my tailbone wasn't popped. It was like she pushed things.
She just played with her thumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to add, I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist. Have you guys heard of that?
No, tell us about it.
I have.
You have? Yeah. So chiropractors will give you that just quick feel better in the moment. But pelvic floor PTs can teach your body how to go back to how it was pre-pregnancy, or at minimum, like how to function at its best when you are picking up babies and carrying them around. It can help with a variety of different pains, back pain, tailbone pain, and other pain that I don't know that I can say on the radio.
Sure.
And then it can help with leaks of different kinds and all that stuff that you're told is normal. It is not normal. You can fix it.
Isn't that what Brittany Mahomes was talking about? How she had a fracture and you need to take better care of your pelvic floor?
Weak pelvic floor, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because, well, and a lot of times it's not just weak, it's tension, because it's trying to support instead of, I'm not going to give you a whole anatomy lesson, which I really want to do right now. I'm going through a lot of changes during pregnancy, and like with your abdomen muscles and your pelvic floor and your glutes and all that stuff, and you need to teach them all to get along again.
Hmm. Yes, I love that.
Interesting, yeah.
Hey, thank you.
There's a lot around KC, so look them up when you're done, Tara.
I will. Are you saying to wait till after I give birth?
No, you can go now. Absolutely. Yeah, we can give you some stuff now and then after as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Interesting. Once again, interesting stuff that I didn't know that women have to go through.
Rocket's like, I didn't even know I had a pelvic floor.
I didn't. What exactly is a pelvic floor?
The floor of your pelvis.
Okay. Sabrina Carpenter, good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Bring a jacket. It's going to be cooler today. A lot of wind. And then this weekend, we might get some rain. All right. So earlier, we were talking about Travis Kelce, who is one of my all-time favorite football players, celebrities that I've met, and have met, you know, his family, like we all have. Just a great guy. And you were talking about the show Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Yeah, he's in talks to host the reboot that will be on Amazon Prime.
Now, I think it's going to be brilliant, because I think he's going to realize that these kids are smart. Do you remember when they mailed us the game edition, the home game edition?
Yeah, we figured out we weren't smarter than a fifth grader, and it was really embarrassing.
These questions were so hard.
I feel like it's not as fair, though, because these kids that are in fifth grade are currently learning about ancient Egypt, for example, and we haven't learned about it since fifth grade. It's not fair.
I just think Travis is going to be hilarious on this show.
He's going to be so good.
I'm going to think back to the SNL skits, you know, where he had the two American Doll girls.
That was my favorite one. Tara didn't like that one, and you and I were both like, that was the best thing ever.
We were crying laughing. I believe we were in Mexico a couple years ago, and we had the whole bar watching it. Everybody was just dying laughing.
Okay, I just Googled smarter than a fifth grader questions.
Okay, what do you have?
Okay, what is the plural of moose?
Mooses.
Rocket?
Moo.
Oh my God.
Doesn't your brain want to say
moose.
Mice?
Moose.
You guys, the plural of moose is moose.
Damn it, I thought it was a trick. Coming good.
Wow, just like yesterday, you guys, I was on my way to a doctor's appointment. I was listening to the two of you, and I think, Terry, you said deers, and it's just deer.
No, yeah, I didn't.
It's just moose. Okay, what does a paleontologist study?
Rocks. No, wait, no.
Hello,
dinosaur
friends.
Dinosaur bones.
Ancient life, yes.
Rocks!
Wow. She said it really fast, too, like, didn't she?
I got it!
Julius Caesar was the emperor of what empire?
Rome.
Tara?
Rome?
She's like, pizza!
Yes! I'm scared. Do you know what SNL skit I am right now?
What?
The one that's, who was that just hosted that was afraid to give any answers? That's who I feel. Andrew Santino, is that who it was that hosted SNL?
I'm not sure. Roman Empire is the correct word. So let's just point out that Rocket knew something that Tara didn't.
Yeah.
Did he, or was I just scared because of the moose moment?
What shape is a stop sign?
Octagon.
Octagon.
Okay, good job, both of you. All right.
I think he's going to do great at hosting the show. I cannot wait for that. All right, speaking of Travis, you know, one of the last pictures I took with him, by the way, it's still up on my page, my Facebook page for the last 2 years.
Oh, I've noticed. You got your picture of Travis and your picture of Taylor. You're yes. milking it for all it's worth.
Why not? They're the talk of the world right now. One of his favorite restaurants is Trezzamore down in Briarcliff. That's where I watched the game, the KC Current game, with some listeners. Mm-hmm. It was a blast. So if you want a gift card to Trezzo, call right now. 816-476-7093. We'll hook you up with that gift card. And then coming up, we'll find out what is trending.
Yeah, we may have a new James Bond.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Teresa.
Teresa, with an H?
No H.
Okay, good. Then you can
win. She can win?
Yeah, she can win.
All right, we're going to give you a gift card to Trezzamore and Briarcliff, one of Travis Kelce's favorite restaurants.
All right.
Hey, what do you have going on today?
I'm just going to take the kids to school and go to the gym.
There you go.
Hey, get it, girl.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. I think that's one of the best love songs put out in a long time. How he found true love. He's 22. He's got everything he wants in life, and he's begging, you know, God to make sure you don't take her away from him. I just love that song.
What happened to you when you?
I have no
when
idea.
You begged for her to not be taken away.
To not be taken away.
I think sick and so.
Rocket was the opposite. Please
take
God,
her away.
Take her away. Take her
let's
away.
Get rid of her.
Why does she wake up with me every
but
day?
Wait, but leave my stuff. Leave my stuff. Yeah, she...
Like in Austin Powers, why won't you die?
Good morning, Casey. It is
you're
a Rocket
sick,
and Tracy
Rocket.
Show.
So we might have a new James Bond. Aaron Taylor Johnson is reportedly in talks to become the next James Bond. He was the young kid in Kick-Ass. He was in Avengers Age of Ultron. He's Wanda's twin. He was in Savages. He's actually in that new Fall Guy movie that's getting ready to come out with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
I think he'll be really good. Some of the reports are saying he's already been offered the role and he's just waiting to accept it this week.
That's what I saw. But you talked about that movie, the old movie. He was kind of a little dork. And now he's
in
like...
In Kick-Ass he was, yeah.
Now he's like, okay.
Now he's hot.
Tara freaked out when she saw a picture
he's
of him topless.
He's very, like, if you... Yeah, topless. I mean, he's got like a 10-pack. He's very fit. He was in Bullet Train, too.
Which was another good movie.
Yeah, he's really great.
Has
I like
been,
him
like,
a lot.
Flying under the radar?
He has. He was in Anna Karenina or whatever.
But what a... Think about that. That'll be probably his whole rest of his career.
Probably. I mean, it's Daniel Craig has been lucky enough to be able to be in other things. Like he, you know, some of the Bond people, they were very much typecast and didn't do anything but Bond. But, you know, even if you don't get to keep acting, you got a lot of money. So it's a win-win.
Wait,
right?
That gesture of you got a lot of money was very vulgar. I really wish our cameras were up right now. You got a lot of money. Yeah. Good for you, babe.
My jaw dropped when she saw that.
I'm not really sure what my fingers were doing there.
Yeah.
It's what people with a lot of money do, apparently.
I guess. Yeah. Or else they make a lot of money.
The Major League Baseball regular season just got underway this morning. The San Diego Padres playing home team to the Los Angeles Dodgers in Seoul, South Korea. The two-game series marks the first ever regular season games played in South Korea. The rest of the opening day games will be next Thursday, March 28th. The Royals will host the Twins at opening day at the K. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio facing harassment charges after he kept calling his son's elementary school to complain about them giving his kid too much homework.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to the chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person, since you won't stop calling.
This guy was belligerent.
Times.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But he sure has a fun accent. Oh,
I
then
pay
come
for
to
him.
My house.
Come to my house. I pay for it.
And men, do you smell? Actually, the better question is, do you worry that you smell? Rocket, is that a concern of yours throughout the day?
Mm-mm.
Well, this is a survey of mostly it was millennial men that they surveyed. 72% said that they are very anxious about their body smells on any typical day. 52% worry that they have body odor and aren't aware of it. And 59% say they'd like someone to tell them if they smell. Rocket, if you did smell, would you want us to tell you and be honest?
Never would he want that. Not a chance.
I mean, be honest. Would you rather know?
Tell me
more,
Rocket.
Would you rather go around smelling?
No, I wouldn't want to know that I smell.
I would think if I really smelled, I would want to know. Not if it was fake smell, like when you guys tell me that my backpack smelled like dog pee, because that wasn't real. It was the opposite effect, because then you made me upset and worry that it did smell like dog pee, even though it didn't. But anyways, the body parts that men are most concerned about.
Let us know.
What do you guess? What do you think?
Underarms.
Armpits was number one.
Booty.
Neck was second. Their head and hair.
Would stink?
That's what they're concerned about. And then 25% of men, millennial men, say they are worried that their hands smell.
Ew, what have you been doing with your hands, sickos? Easy solution. Give them a rinse.
Wash them.
You're nasty.
That was trending on Mix.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Here, we're all about the music. It's so funny. During the break, Teresa's even still watching Taylor Swift's movie on Disney Plus.
Because I can.
Because you like it, too. $75 million. And, you know, what's another show coming to town? This is mainly catered to, like, Tara's age and my daughter's age. We're talking about Face Fest.
Yeah, but any age can like them. It's such a good lineup.
Absolutely.
So this show was already announced. It's the second year at Legends Field. We already knew about Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, and Emery. And now we are announcing two more added to the lineup. It's Senses Fail and Boys Like Girls.
If you want tickets, call right now. Boys Like Girls on Mix. Who hasn't been a little love drunk? Boy Like Girls added to Face Fest. It's so exciting because every morning when I come into the studio here at Mix, I look to the left of me. Their plaque is hanging up. Right above where I'm broadcasting from.
I didn't even realize
that. You didn't
that.
Know that?
No, I mean, I knew it, but I didn't even think about
and
it.
And I'm thinking, how cool. What a great band. And now we have a pair of tickets. So let's go to the phones. Here we go. Let's go here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yes.
You're going to the show.
I'm sorry?
You're going to the concert.
No way. I never win anything.
Yes.
Can't say that anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
I'm so glad you got through. You're going to see Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, and now Boys Like Girls and Senses Fail. Plus, Face Fest is more of a whole music festival. There's alcohol, craft food, retail, video games, outdoor game experience, art installations, photo ops. I mean, it's going to be so much fun.
I cannot wait. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Who's going to go with you?
Probably my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
If he's lucky, if he plays his cards right.
That's why she said probably.
Probably.
Not completely.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I don't know. My best friend. Who knows?
It's one of those things. It's, you're going to be all day. You want to spend all day with your boyfriend there?
Rocket.
Some people like hanging out with their significant others, Rocket.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You bet. All right. We'll take a break, and the winning continues next.
Yeah, that's right. It does. I bet you're wondering what we have to offer next. I would love to tell you. We have got a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at the T-Mobile Center, just like I thought.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Nothing but music and great artists and concerts. We were talking about earlier, you know, Taylor Swift's movie's out. We gave you tickets to see Taylor Swift here. We sent you to Paris. Face Fest, we just announced a new artist. And one of my favorite groups, I love these guys. We met them here in our studio, Studio B, Dan and Shay. Do you not remember that, or were you not here? Did we figure that out yet?
I'm sure I was here, and I just don't remember. Or, like I said, I helped their career. If I had taken a photo with them, Rocket, their career would have been in the toilet. It's the ones I don't take a picture with that have superstardom.
Just super nice guys. You know, they're on The Voice now, both of them. The first duo, right? Correct?
First duo as a coach, yes.
Yeah, and they talk about, you know, because they write some really good songs, love songs, and they talk about that.
We're young guys, so that's kind of what we know. We know girls and chasing girls and heartbreak and that kind of stuff. So whenever we sat down to start writing these songs, we just kind of poured our thoughts on the paper and just put those thoughts down, and out came, you know, 12 love songs on our record. And for better or for worse, you know, people are reacting to that. And I feel like the general public, that's just something that hits people close to home. And
you know, that's so true. If you think about it, look at Taylor Swift, all these country artists stuff. When you write about from the heart, people love it.
It's because everyone can relate, Rocket. Yes. We've all had our heart broken.
So if you want to go to the show, pick up the phone and start calling right now. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. Tickets to see Dan and Shay. What are the dates?
Yeah, it's coming up at T-Mobile Center April 7th, just a couple of weeks from now. But we are playing What the F Word. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
Good morning, Mix. Good
morning, Mix. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Pam.
Hi, Sam. We're playing What the F Word, so I'm going to give you like five sentences. All you have to do is fill in the blank with the correct F word, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this. Yesterday was the blank day of spring.
First.
Garth Brooks has blank in low places.
Friends.
In sports, it's opening day for baseball, not blank.
It's opening day in baseball, not blank.
In sports.
In sports. First day?
Nope. Good try.
Good morning, Mix. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. In sports, it's opening day for baseball, not blank.
Football?
MCI is the best place to catch a blank.
Oh, say that one more time.
MCI is the best place to catch a blank.
Oh, I don't know.
Good try. It's not Predator.
Good morning, Mix. You ready?
Yep.
All right. MCI is the best place to catch a blank.
Blank.
The state with the most outrageous headlines.
Florida.
Yesterday was the blank day of spring.
First.
Garth Brooks has blank in low places.
Friends.
In sports, it's opening day for baseball, not...
football.
Woo!
Yay!
Good job. You get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at the T-Mobile Center coming up April 7th.
Yay! Thank you.
You bet. Who's going to go to the show with you?
I'm going to take my daughter, my teenage daughter. She's not a country fan, but I'm going to make her a country fan at a concert.
She'll become one when she hears Dan and Shay. They're so good.
She will become one.
Listen, I appreciate you listening. We're going to put you on hold real quick and come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. All right, when we come back.
The really cool new opportunity for Travis Kelce.
Can she make any more money?
Yes, she absolutely can, Rocket. She can continue to generate it day after day after day.
Seriously.
Taylor Swift, her Eras Tour movie, which if you don't know, if you've been under a rock, is now currently streaming on Disney Plus. It debuted last Thursday night, and it already garnered more than 4.5 million views. That was a record for any music film on any streaming service. And according to Disney, we watched over 16 million hours of that movie in just 3 days.
That's what's so amazing about it. And the cool thing is, if you have Disney Plus, your kids are going to watch that more than just one time.
Yes, and stay to the very, very end because she puts some really cute bloopers in, like when her mic doesn't work or she's having to do a quick change and her sleeve's not on her arm. It's just really adorable.
Do they do anything with the opening acts that she's had so far?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's just all her.
I was thinking we're taking a road trip next week, all of us here on the show, to Silver Dollar City. Maybe, just maybe, I download the Eras Tour on my daughter's tablet. And then we can all enjoy, for the whole ride there, a Taylor Swift concert.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Let's be honest. How does your husband really feel about that?
I mean, if there was no visuals, he might not like it as much. But I'll be like, just picture the chair dance, man, for the whole thing.
There you go. Taylor's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, he is in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It would be a reboot for Amazon Prime. I think he'd be great.
I do, too. I think it's going to be fun. He's going to joke with the kids. They're going to laugh at him because he probably doesn't know a lot of the answers.
He probably is not smarter than a fifth grader.
None of us are. You gave us a test this morning.
Let's see if you actually learned from it. What's the plural of moose?
Moose.
Okay. Just for the record, that's not what they said the first time around. Moo. Your rocket said moo.
I thought it was a trick question, but it's just like your brain thinks. Always go with your instincts, gals.
Yep. Also, Travis and Jason, you know, today's the day their new episodes come out of their podcast, and they said they're getting ready to go to Cincinnati and do a live show.
So anything new with, is Taylor going to be on this one? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I heard rumors a while back that
there's always rumors. I don't think she ever will. I mean, sometime in her lifetime, probably, but yeah, I doubt it. Aaron Taylor Johnson is reportedly in talks to become the next James Bond. He was the young kid in Kick-Ass, Avengers Age of Ultron. He was in Bullet Train. Tara did an inspection very closely of a shirtless Aaron Taylor Johnson. I believe she approves.
Just to make sure, you know, if there's like a fight scene, we need to make sure he's strong enough. And I do think he is.
It's something like a 15-pack. I mean,
right along those lines.
Yeah, I didn't know there were so many ab muscles, but he's got them.
Yeah. It actually makes more sense because I feel like a lot of times James Bond is not so muscular, and this might
That's
be more
true.
Believable when
no,
he's taking down the bad guy.
You're absolutely right on that.
I think Daniel Craig kind of changed that up because he doesn't seem like a big muscular guy, but when you see him without a shirt, he's very toned.
He's big, yeah.
But yes, the James Bonds before him, not so much.
Slim fellas.
Sean Connery without a shirt on.
I mean, now he
was super attractive. I mean, I thought that man was attractive up until he was super old, but I don't think he was ever a six-pack kind of guy, was he?
Just a great career move for him, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Lollapalooza 2024 has been announced, and the big headliners include Blink 182.
Well, so they're gonna sell a lot of tickets.
You're guaranteed to see a Kardashian somewhere there.
Oh yeah,
SZA, Tyler the Creator, and the Killers, and then some of the other artists attending: Tate McRae,
yes,
from Mean Girls, Renee Rapp, I love her, Teddy Swims, Benson Boone, and even Kesha.
I want to go.
Oh my gosh, that's a great lineup right there.
It's a 4-day festival. It kicks off August 1st at Grant Park in Chicago, and tomorrow is the pre-sale. I believe the pre-sale is between 10 and noon. Again, that is Lollapalooza in Chicago. Rocket, you should go. Remember last time when you went, you got scared of all the people and you hid in a flower bed?
Look, it's too many people. And when you're short like me, if you're short, you know it. When you can't see everything, you just get, it's hard. You can't focus.
Here are my personal thoughts, just math-wise. I'm going to have like a three-month-old. It could be a perfect, great time to leave my daughter for the first time for a little mom's weekend at Lollapalooza.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. If you guys need me to represent the show.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't have any anxiety about leaving your three-month-old at all.
No.
Guys, I'm cool as a cucumber about leaving my three-year-old, okay? So I think I'm going to be good with the three-month-old.
Are you really cool as a cucumber?
Nope. Panic attack times 1,000.
Yeah. Beyonce revealed the cover art for her new album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, with the caption, "Born out of an experience years ago where I did not feel welcomed." That's sad. Then it goes on to say, "This ain't a country album. This is a Beyonce album."
Ooh-hoo. I like that.
It comes out on March 29th. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious at Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
You're about to cough.
No, I'm about to cry.
Something in my throat.
Okay. She's so emotional about Lollapalooza.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Today, maybe have a jacket in the car. It's going to be a lot colder today than it was yesterday. It's like a high of 44.
Ooh, I'm not open to that, Rocket.
No, I'm not. But it's 44 right now. It's good. We could get up to the 50s, but a lot of wind, so be careful.
I don't like it.
I don't either. I mean, I put all my jackets up this morning. I had to get a jacket out of my closet.
It's the first full day of spring.
I know.
Although, doesn't that also mean like lots of storms and showers? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, before we get out of here, let's do this.
We like to slow down and just take a second look. I just Googled smarter than a fifth grader questions.
Okay, what do you have?
Okay. What is the plural of moose?
Mooses.
Rocket?
Moo.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't your brain want to say mice?
Moose.
You guys, the plural of moose is moose.
Damn it, I thought it was a trick. Coming good.
Either way, of course, we're talking about Travis Kelce. I think this is a great idea for him.
I hope he gets it. You know, it's not locked in, but he's in talks to do it. And you guys should both go on the show.
Yeah, we should. We'll win so much money, Rocket.
You'll represent us really well.
I mean, what was a game show you auditioned for and I got booted the first round?
Pyramid.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, I won $200 on that show.
Nice.
We really thought we were having dinner before she went on the game, thinking, because Teresa's very intelligent.
I rocked that first round.
I went right to the
pyramid.
Nice. And I'm thinking, okay, she's going to do great work. She's going to win some cash.
Uh-uh.
It was like, she just froze.
I didn't freeze at all. The soap opera guy was giving me clues, and they weren't very good clues. And they took me going one direction, and my brain should have been going the opposite direction. And so I wasn't guessing anything that was close to what he needed me to guess.
Well, he's rude. That's on him.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next. We're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye, 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 bye.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.